up your heart so that you see the need. He's a man to help him sustain.
Yeah, I'm more than just take my brother by the hand.
It's KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
We take a whole lot of pride in being an intergenerational church. We really do. Which means I'm going to preach about it a little bit today. But we feel like if we do church right, you and your grandma should enjoy the same service. And whenever stuff is happening in the country, Roe versus Wade and upheaval and shootings and mass shootings, and when mass shootings become normal to the point where it just stays in the news cycle for 8 hours, we gonna need Jesus. So if you were like 14 or 74, I want you to know this song. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. You ought to hold to his hand. Everybody. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. You ought to hold to God's unchanging hand. Let me sing this verse. Some of y'all remember this. Time is filled with swift transition. Who knows this? None on earth unmoved can stand. Come on. Build your hopes on things eternal. You ought to hold to God's unchanging hand. Everybody ought to hold to his hand. Let me hear you, everybody. God's unchanging hand. You ought to hold Away, you better learn this. Trust in him who will not leave you. Woo! Look at the screen, sing it. Whatsoever years may bring. Young people, sing this. If your earthly friends forsake you, still more closer to him claim. Online, y'all sing it with me. Everybody needs a hold to his hand. I can't hear you. God's unchanging hand. You are the hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. You are the hold to God's unchanging hand. No music. Let me hear the whole church. Hold to his hand. Come on. Hold to his hand.
God's unchanging hand.
You are the hold to his hand. It never changes. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. But just look at your neighbor and say, hold on to God. No, tell somebody young, say, your friends may walk away. From your husband may die. But you hold on. No, use your preacher voice. Say, you hold on. Walk over to six people, slap them high five, say, just hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Say, I know it gets rough. I know you're going through some stuff. But whatever you do, don't let go of Jesus. You hold on. Hold on to God.
He's all right.
Have you tried, Jesus?
He's all right.
Have you tried?
me a favor. Look at three people. Say, I'm fine. I had to get that off right quick. I'm good. Say, I had to get that off right quick. It's been a long week. I had to get that off. You don't know what I'm going through at my house. You don't know the stuff that I got to deal with. So I had to get that off right quick. His name this morning. You can just say wonderful Savior out loud. I promise it won't hurt. I want you to experience God at church. Don't wait on me. Just experience God. Hey, teenagers, just experience God. Matter of fact, if you're having a struggle, just say Jesus 10 times. In the name of Jesus. If you walked in here today broken, Jesus gonna help you. If you're a young brother with issues in your mind, Jesus can help you. If you're thinking about leaving him, Jesus can help you. It's a part of my sermon. Just stay right there, guys. But I told God this morning, I said, every Sunday, I want to experience you. Something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus. It's the sweet. For 30 seconds, just if you're here today and you come from nothing and poverty, that's me. If you're here today and you got a bunch of degrees behind your name, that's me. If you're here today and you've been through some stuff in your life, that's me. If you're here today and God has brought you out of a bunch of stuff, if you're here today and your kids have broke your heart before, that's me. If you're here today and God is keeping your whole family, that's me. So could you check your credentials at the door and check your degrees at the door and check how you think your family looks to everybody out the door, and let's just call on the name that's above every name. It is. I don't know what God wants to do with this service, but I recommend you praise him right now. When the glory is in the house, don't wait on no superstar preacher. Don't wait on no worship team. When the Shekinah glory is on your roll, there's healing in this room right now. There's breakthrough in this room right now. Just lift your hands and just call him. Oh, one more time. If you're here, just stay right there, musicians. For the first time, I have one concern: that you experience Jesus. Recently, one of the new presidents of one of the universities here in our city, him and his wife moved here, and they've been coming every Sunday. And whether you be a college president or a brother from the penitentiary, when you walk in here, you're going to get Jesus. if it's too much Jesus, too radical, too fly, too whatever, then God has a better church for you. But if you come here to get Jesus and the love of Jesus and people who are not arrogant, but from the pastor and his girl to everybody in the room, we know we've all made mistakes. And we come every Sunday to say, thank you, God, for another chance. Okay, I'm sorry. Just one more time. Hug three people. Say, God gave me another chance. Go ahead. Just all on your row. If you don't feel like it, just wave at them. If you're too germy still. But if you don't mind, if you don't feel like it, say, don't hug me. Just talk to me. But whatever you feel like doing, just walk over. Yes, 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 yes. You've been standing for a minute. Sit down and worship. Just keep worshiping. Don't stop worshiping. Just worship in your seat. Matter of fact, just start screaming, thank you, Jesus, all in your seat while you're sitting down. I said, scream, thank you, Jesus, all in your seat. Our team is bringing in chairs. We got so much going from an arts perspective and cameras perspective that we're trying to move certain chairs around. to accommodate some of our camera things we have to do. And we thought we can get away with it with the summer crowd, but y'all won't stop coming. Praise God. Amen. So we just knew half of y'all be going to Mississippi and Alabama. But so while they're bringing in chairs, I can take this time to say a few things. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What kind of sermon is this? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Put Jesus back up on the screen while I'm up there. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You don't have to stand up, sing. Savior, Savior, Savior. Woo! Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior.
Savior.
If you can read, just sing what you see.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Would you point at him, please?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Ooh, it's all about him. Jesus, Jesus. Is there another verse? What's the other?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Would you say?
Thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus. I have to preach a real sermon. Say
thank
Jesus one.
You, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
To our guests, I'm
Jesus,
sorry.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
To all of our guests, I apologize.
Jesus,
to all of our guests, I apologize.
Jesus,
to all of our guests, I apologize.
Jesus, Jesus,
but we all hooked on this one name at the Word Church.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
Give it to me, say Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
I want to welcome everybody to our church, and I prayed real hard last night and this morning I did, and you'll hear this in my sermonic reflections, but I said, God, I want to experience you every Sunday. I said, if there's any good thing to having one service post-pandemic, I don't feel as tired, and I have a lot more energy. And I said, I want to give you all I have in that one service. And it looks like, you know, two maybe on the way back, maybe in the fall we'll add. And don't email me. I don't know, but we're looking to maybe add that 8:30 back, depending on what we'll see. I know there are those of you that just like that early one, but we're just going to see what happens. But in this season, when you come to church, I'm talking particularly to 30 and under, come to experience God. Or just stay at the house. But if you come and say, God, when I get there, I'm coming to worship you. Yeah, I'm coming to feel your presence. Is that right, child? I'm coming to feel your presence. And so you'll see the intentionality in our shift of service from you coming in to the flow. I mean, I think we do good now, but I just, and you know, the gathering of the shepherds, it's no secret. A bunch of pastors and thought leaders were here, and my beautiful white brother from another mother who killing the game at the VU church, Rich Wilkerson, just had 5,000 people at the VU conference. He was saying some things about culture that taught me something. Dr. Sam Chan came in this week, and normally I'm sitting there doing the teaching, but this week I got taught, and I was thinking just that next level. So the Word Church has always been an experience. Remember this. But it's going to be a whole nother level of experience. You should know, coming down South Mile, something getting ready to happen. Yeah. And, of course, there's differences between a church in Miami and a church in Cleveland. They don't ever have bad weather, so they can greet you outside every Sunday. They can sign you up for children's ministry outside every week. Cold climate. You have to do things inside. But don't worry. Just watch us morph and continue to try to impress Jesus and you. Amen, everybody. That's my job. Okay, real quickly, and a different kind of service, but Roe versus Wade, the reversal, the obvious elephant in the room. And gentlemen, that's enough chairs. That's enough chairs. That's enough chairs. That's enough chairs, gentlemen. If they don't fill that up, we're fine. Don't bring any more. Thank you, gentlemen. That's good right there. Thank you so much. Let me say this to you. Roe versus Wade, the obvious elephant in the room, and I really do want to be measured in my response vis-a-vis some bombastic one-minute social media go-viral soundbite. When it comes to life and where it begins as a church, this is one of those places that even in this room, people are not on the same page. Yeah, there are saved women who feel like they should have the right to get rid of their child if they feel like it. There are others in this room who feel like once you're pregnant and no matter what. There are cases of what? Date rape and molestation. What happens when your 11-year-old baby is pregnant because somebody touched her? Yeah, so do you really tell a parent what they can and cannot do? So Pastor, where are you? Let me just be honest. Sometimes they're what I call shades of gray, where God is what, Pastor? He's two things. He's pro-life and pro-choice. You want some Bible? I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The same God said, I place before you death and life. Choose life. And I want to put this entire statement on Facebook as my official response to Roe versus Wade to our media team. So I wanted to say it before I preached. So I want to say a couple of things, and then I'm going to let them sing a little bit, and then I'm coming with a short sermon and let you get to this weather. But I thought it just needed a measured pastoral response. Elections have consequences. Yeah, this is not a justice issue. You voted for him. Yeah, in 2016, you voted for Donald Trump. And if I win the race, I get to pick my people. So while you were sitting home not voting, persons with agendas were voting. And the evangelical right, the white evangelical right, that needs to be clear. My beautiful white brothers from another mother, clergy, as majority, so wanted Donald Trump because they had one thing in mind, and that is what happened with Roe versus Wade. They wanted to reverse Roe versus Wade. They knew there was a possibility that he could put three Supreme Justices on the court, and here they are on the screen, and that's what he did. And so he who wins the race picks his people. If you won, you pick people with your values. And so the next time there's an election, you might want to consider not staying home. Because the persons who did not vote, which are brown and black, are the people who will be most impacted by Roe versus Wade. So I say to you that while you were at home, and many of you have not voted since 2008 Obama, elections have consequences. This is not a justice issue. We live in a democratic society whereby our Supreme Court justices make law for our land that we've agreed on in our Constitution. So that when you vote for people who pick their people, you cannot get mad about what they pick. So marching will do no good. It's been now put into legislation. So to those of you who are against Roe versus Wade, the reverse, and to those of you who feel it today, that's a conversation we can have privately. I do want to say this to all of you that are present, and then I'm going to get into my seat pastorally. I do think what the church should tell you is that abstinence is God's way. But to all my black women and to my white women and Latino women, there are like six ways not to get pregnant. Preachers aren't supposed to say